This Diamond Insight takes us to Texas with head coach Augie Garrido. He's the author of the new book, Life is Yours to Win. We're going to start with that. Of course, we're going to talk some NCAA as well. Coach, first of all, what made you decide it was time to write a book?
Well, basically boredom. I was on a vacation, and I finally discovered that I'm a very boring guy. I have no hobbies and not much interest in things other than the team and my role on the team. So I was sitting around in this beautiful environment and with nothing to do. And I actually started out and wrote a young adult's journey book. And what it amounted to was I really feel that what stops us from reaching our full potential as people is fear. And mm-hmm. So in my mind, fear is a character, fear is the bully, and confidence is the superhero, and they battle it out inside of our brains trying to control us, you know. And so I did a journey book about a children's baseball team that went on to find a fearless field where baseball is played without fear.
Right.
Submitted it to my book agent, and they said, well, that's fine. It's a good message, but we need to know about you first. And I really found myself facing my own fears because writing to me is very revealing and very permanent, and I didn't want to be identified as the person that was talking about fear versus confidence, because I have my own, most of us do. And so that's how it all got started. And so they wanted a life skills book using baseball as a metaphor for life, which it is. And so here we are with Life is Yours to Win. And it's basically about me and the where I came from, the transition that I made from being fear-driven and trophy-orientated and pat-on-the-back-orientated to, confirm that I was worthy and good, and then realizing how lonely and unhappy I was from doing things from that point of view, even though it appeared that I was successful because we won national championships. And at a late age, 40, decided I had to reinvent myself if I was going to find what the hippies weren't all wrong when they said it's about peace, joy, and happiness, you know. And I made the transition with the help of all the people around me from being fear-driven to passion-motivated. And it's that story that has allowed my life to go beyond my wildest dreams.
Of course, you and the Longhorns are known for the small ball approach offensively that you have there. That includes bunting, something that in the book you call Buddha at the bat. Now how how can the average Joe learn something from bunting or Buddha at the bat?
Bunting is very democratic. Almost anyone can do it.
Uh-huh.
And it's more about revealing your willpower, your competitiveness, your control over fear, your willingness to sacrifice, your willingness to give. In every spirituality, we all know that the greatest gifts we receive come from what we have to give to others. And that's bunting.
In the dugout, you talk about win the inning approach. And, of course, you talk about that in the book as well. And when you take that to the basics, just boiling it down, that's kind of something everyone should be able to learn from and understand, isn't it?
Well, I think so. There's an awful lot of different points of view. This isn't trying to reshape people's thinking. The book is about, hey, this is what has worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a place, essentially the housing project in a shipyard town, and a domineering dad who lived his life through me, and there's a lot of that out there, and it was all in the name of love. It really was, and at the same time, I needed to be my own person, and that's what the book is about, and you have to win in this industry to survive, but it's about the process itself, learning, being excited about mastering the fundamentals of the process that leads to winning. And then, you know, every adversity that you face or every crisis that you face within the framework of a game becomes meaningful because it gives you the messages you need to receive about what you need to do to get better. So when you're what appears to be a failure to others, when you fail, you need to receive that message about, hey, this is what I need to do, and this is how I need to practice it, and this is what I can do about it, and embrace it as an opportunity to learn. It becomes a meaningful experience that way.
When you're out there looking for a kid, obviously you see a lot of great talent year in and year out coming out of high school, that players that want to go to Texas. Are you trying to identify some of those traits, and how hard is it to identify them when you're talking about looking for a kid who fits the kind of system that you're talking about there?
It's absolutely the most difficult part of the recruiting process, and probably the most important. There are a lot of very talented players out there, a lot of skilled players, mm-hmm. and we have good choices from that pool of players at the University of Texas. But where we go to try to find this out is to the family itself and spend time with the family and get a read on what is their value on knowledge. How do they embrace the importance of routines that lead you to success? What is the grade point average of the baseball player? How many things did he participate in school besides baseball? What are his social patterns, likes and dislikes? And we try to get into that because the person doesn't have a high respect for knowledge, routines, and places more value on money and objects. Most likely, with that kind of talent, he's going to sign a professional contract and not come to school. Mm-hmm. And if he does come to school, he's not going to play for the team. He's going to play to get signed. He becomes a prospect, not a player. That's in the book as well.
Right.
And we're not in, you know, the player development takes place. But at the University of Texas, you have to win the games. And to do that, you have to be able to follow the routines that go into giving you the best chance to win.
And again,
so that's how we go about it.
Again, the book is Life is Yours to Win. You can find it right now just about everywhere by the Texas head coach, Augie Garrido.